Hi, and welcome to a new podcast episode. I'm Polly, and as always, I'm here to talk about everything to do with studying. A brief comment. This is an AI-created podcast. The original podcast was held in German. This version serves to make the content available to our English-speaking listeners. Today, we're talking about the growth mindset theory. Leah Sum is about to tell us what it is and how it can help us with our studies. She studied psychology here at TU Darmstadt and now works in the Wellbeing and Health in Studies and Teaching project. Leah, it's great to have you here.
Yes, thank you, Polly, for the invitation. I'm looking forward to it.
Very, very much so. Let's jump straight in then. I've come across the term growth mindset quite often, especially when I've been dealing with the topics of learning and studying successfully. But I have to admit that I'm no longer 100% sure what it all means. Perhaps you could briefly explain to me and our listeners what the term means.
Yes, a growth mindset comes from motivational psychology. And a growth mindset is a kind of attitude, or a kind of personal perception, that involves believing in yourself, that you can develop yourself further, that you see mistakes as opportunities. For example, that you face challenges and a way of thinking that consists of being able to develop your own abilities and that you are not rigid in your thinking.
And the mindset is something we could also use in our studies.
Definitely. If you take a look at the opposite side, so this growth mindset theory, also known as mindset theory, in the literature it consists of two opposing poles. One is the growth mindset, and the other is the fixed mindset. And if we look at the fixed mindset, then these are beliefs that your own abilities are unchangeable, that you shy away from challenges and tend to avoid new challenges, and that you are perhaps also afraid of making mistakes. And yes, that you hardly develop at all, or only very, very, very slowly. And if you take a look at studying, there are huge challenges, and that's why I think it's particularly important for people who are currently studying or want to develop further to perhaps establish a growth mindset in their everyday lives.
In other words, if I have a growth mindset, I believe that I can develop further. Then I automatically approach learning and my exam in a more positive way and am more willing to overcome difficult situations. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes, you could say that. The main thing I'd like to say again at this point is the mindset theory. So we all never have just one growth mindset and just one fixed mindset. It can depend on the form of the day. So maybe I have more energy in the morning and can tackle challenges better than in the evening. However, it is also possible that a particularly bad mindset, or a fixed mindset, develops as a result of negative beliefs or bad experiences in certain areas. And then it's a matter of perhaps identifying this a little and then looking at, how can I grow in this area? Or how can I develop further?
And how do I achieve a growth mindset like that? So if you say we have both, can I change that somehow or can I control it somehow?
Yes, that's definitely an interesting question. So if you look at the theory behind it, from research, so maybe just a quick side note, the growth mindset, the theory, was developed by motivational psychologist Carol Dweck, and she was more concerned with the topic of school and education and how can I learn properly. So it really comes fundamentally from research, where people have thought about how children can learn better. And then we took a closer look behind the scenes, so to speak, and looked at, yes, how can we develop this and how can we continue to change? And here I would like to throw in the keyword neuronal plasticity, which sounds incredibly complex now, but it's actually just about the fact that our brain can continue to develop. Our brain is not a rigid system, and this can be illustrated quite well using an analogy. When I'm standing in the shower in the morning and I'm somehow thinking freely about my day, or maybe I'm thinking about a difficult math lecture I have that day, and then my thoughts take the easiest route, the highway, the thoughts that run automatically for me, like I just drive my car on the thought highway, and think about the day and think, oh dear, math, that's not mine at all because it didn't work at all at school. So if I would rather implement more positive thoughts, then that really costs me energy. It's practically like stopping on the highway and taking the path through the forest to implement or cultivate positive thoughts. And you can see from the example that it is definitely feasible to take the beaten path. And the more often I walk it, the wider it becomes. My neural networks then adapt to what I think most often. The trail becomes wider and wider. First to a small path, if I think that more often, then to a small road, and at some point it can become a highway. And that's why it's really good if we try to take up the beaten track again and again and implement positive thoughts in our everyday lives.
In other words, a growth mindset is not something that happens to me automatically, but I have to somehow reflect on, what are the things that always happen to me automatically? Or, what are the paths that I always take? And if they're good, then that's great, but maybe there's also something where I say, oh, I always shy away from doing a certain thing. I would like to change that. That would be something that would definitely take strength, wouldn't it? So I have to put some effort into it. But in the end, it's worth it, because the more often I do it, the easier it will be for me, and at some point it will happen quite automatically that I'm no longer so afraid of making mistakes or going to lectures, for example, because I've already done it more often. Did I understand that correctly?
Exactly. You've summarized that really well, and I think you've also really brought out the good point, namely that it also requires that you first reflect on yourself and also look at where my thoughts might be or where thought loops happen, where I often get into a very negative mindset. So you need to reflect first in order to make a change. And this reflection, yes, it's not that easy and it also requires energy and time.
That sounds good, but honestly also like a lot of work and a bit overwhelming. Would you have a specific example that we could start with? Perhaps something that you say you have found that most students deal with in their studies and that you would recommend working on?
So perhaps as a small example or as a small tip, I could perhaps also say that I have often noticed myself in my studies, so I would say in myself as well as in my fellow students, that many people often only see the destination and not the journey. And what you can perhaps do quite well in everyday student life is to reward yourself for your efforts, so that you don't just necessarily say now, only when I have written an A in the exam, then I can reward myself, and then I can take a break. Or then I can finally reach my goal. But also to see the small steps in everyday life. When I've achieved something that day, to give myself a little reward, to do something good for myself, and to take the journey with me. And that's also part of the growth mindset, learning from your own mistakes, developing yourself further, and not just seeing the destination, but also the journey, because the growth mindset is also a journey, so it's never fully developed. And it is always in the process.
Well, now you've said the bad word, mistakes. And then I realize myself, oh, I didn't even like that during my studies either. So somehow failing or making mistakes. And now you're saying it's not so bad on the whole.
Absolutely. You can learn so much from mistakes, and that's why we can actually use them for ourselves. And I could also give you a little tip, namely, how do I formulate mistakes? So if I say that I've made a mistake and then conclude that I can't do it yet, then there is a word in it, the yet. And that means that if I say now that I can't do it, then I have already closed off the opportunity to make a further development.
Okay, would that also be the difference between the fixed mindset and a growth mindset? So I can't do it would be the fixed mindset, and I can't do it yet would be the growth mindset.
Exactly. So it's actually a kind of attitude. What kind of attitude do I have towards the mistake or whatever annoyance has just happened to me? Yes. And if I have the attitude that I can actually always develop further and take something from it, then it is absolutely part of the growth mindset or this theory.
Keyword theory. Is there any study or evidence that people with a growth mindset learn better or learn with less stress? Has anyone done any research on this?
Yes. Carol Dweck has conducted several studies on how the growth mindset influences learning. And the results clearly show that people, especially children, who are taught a growth mindset at school have much better learning outcomes. And I think that this can definitely be transferred to university studies and that students can definitely benefit from the growth mindset.
Okay, so I understand the theory behind it now, but putting it into practice on your own is not quite so easy. Is there anything I can go to as a student where you say, hey, if I'm interested in the growth mindset, that's the right place at university?
Yes, that's a cool question because you can definitely visit our website. I also work in the Center for Educational Development and Technology, and you can find lots of tips on the topic of positive psychology and growth mindset under well-being and health. And you can either browse through our online toolbox or send us an email. We also offer coaching and workshops, and you are sure to find something there to help you develop in some way.
It definitely sounds great. Thank you for the great tip. I feel like I've learned quite a lot today and got a lot of new food for thought. So would you have a message for us where you say, okay, if the students were to take one thing away from the podcast, that would be that, a final take-home message.
Yes. So what I would like to share is that the growth mindset means that you experience growth within your own resources and possibilities. But it's also important that it doesn't mean that I can do everything that I would like to do. If you want to be a supermodel, you need genetic factors. If you somehow want to be a top athlete at the age of 50, then maybe it's no longer possible. So there are structures and structural conditions, for example, when it comes to structural disadvantages, etc. In other words, it's not about being able to do everything in the world. It's about making the most of your opportunities within the framework of what you can achieve. And that's what I wish for you in your studies too, that you fill the framework that you can. And I definitely wish you the best of luck and a lot of strength.
That was a lovely take-home message. Leah, first of all, thank you so much for being there and for giving us an insight into your work.
Thank you for the invitation.
You're very welcome. Okay, that's it for today. And as always, I wish you all the best and every success in your studies.